The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, we look at again at the presidential race as the independents seek that fairly elusive nomination. We're joined now by Harry McGee, political correspondent for the Irish Times. Harry, good morning.
Hi, Pat.
The news overnight, in fact, in the early hours of the morning, was that Conor McGregor, although confident that he would have received a nomination, is bowing out.
Yeah, he sent a very long Twitter that breached. I can't remember how many characters you're allowed on Twitter, but it broke it by about five times. A long message, slightly meandering in places, explaining why he was throwing in the towel before the first round even begins, and essentially saying that the system was protecting the establishment and was weighted against outsiders like him. He posted, I think, at about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning our time. He's in New York at the moment, so wouldn't have been present in any instance to talk to all the local authorities who are holding special meetings to see if they are going to nominate anybody for the presidency. He was due to speak to Dublin City Council later on this evening at about 8 o'clock or so, but that obviously is not happening anymore. So after creating a storm, after announcing his intention to run, he's withdrawing. And the reality for him is that he wouldn't have got a nomination. I think that the most we will get out of the local authorities is perhaps one nomination at most. I can't even see two happening this time. And Conor McGregor would definitely not have been that person.
Now, let's talk about the councils who are going to nominate. I mean, Kerry, they have their meeting and then they gave themselves a little time to consider.
Yeah, they met last Monday in Tralee. I was at that meeting myself, and they had 15 hopefuls in, some of them no-hoper hopefuls, some of them with biddable presentations and, you know, people who might make for credible candidates. So the situation in Kerry, as is in most of the 31 local authorities around the country, is that the Fine Gael block is going to block. Essentially, they will vote against any nomination because they have been whipped. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have been given a free hand and have not been given any directions in relation to how they vote. And then councillors who belong to the smaller parties of the left or who are left-leaning are tending to be backing Catherine Connolly and are not really inclined to give the nod to everybody else. So not all councils, only maybe perhaps five or six councils that are possibilities. And I think Kerry is one. There are a number of independents on Kerry County Council. The Fianna Fáil councillors have been given a free vote. I don't think all of them will block. And then there will be a Fine Gael block against. But I think the numbers might be there to allow Gareth Sheridan, the entrepreneur, get his first nomination today. He's also appearing before Laois County Council later on today, and Laois will be actually voting, but the path looks more difficult for him in Laois because Fine Gael will be blocking, and I think Fianna Fáil councillors on Laois are tepid about nominating anybody because they are trying to send out a message that they're going to support Jim Gavin, so he will have his work cut out there. The other two candidates who have a chance of getting through this process are the Conservative commentator Maria Steen. She will be in Long for today and will also address Dublin City Council later on this evening. And I think the path for her will be quite difficult today. I don't see her getting a nomination. I think Fianna Fáil councillors in Longford will not be minded to support anybody else other than Jim Gavin, which essentially precludes any candidate getting through, really, because that council is dominated by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors. And
so, Harry, in summary, because we could go through them all and yeah, look at the no-hopers and the hopefuls, it's unlikely that any of them, is that your final view, that any of them will actually get the four council nominations they need?
No, I think one will have a chance, but I don't think it'll be as easy as it was in 2018 when four got through, or 2011 when four got through. The two big parties have candidates this time, and even though Fianna Fáil is not asking its councillors to obey a whip, there is a sense in the party amongst councillors locally that they will support their candidate and will preclude other candidates. And that's what makes it difficult. I think that one of the independent candidates, possibly Gareth Sheridan, could get through by the 24th of September, which is the final deadline. 11 councils are meeting today, and there's about 13 or 14 councils which are set to meet between now and next Monday, which is the 22nd. And he may just get his four nominations, but I find it difficult to see Maria Steen getting four, or Nick Delahanty, who are the other two Biddeville candidates. But you never know. You know, councils can be unpredictable.
Any sort of big news from the campaigns of Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly over the weekend? The one thing I saw about Heather Humphreys, she committed to brush up on her Irish many, many years ago, and so far has failed to so do. What about Jim Gavin? Any stories about him?
Not really. He'll be the Fianna Fáil are holding their away day parliamentary party meeting in Cork over the next 2 days. So he will be front and centre of that, and will be expected to talk to the media. He had a relatively poor week last week. He gave his first interviews to the media and made a few stumbles. He used unfortunate phrasing, to put it mildly, in relation to the situation in Gaza, talking about the Israelis' war objectives or military objectives being achieved, possibly talking in the guise of an army person rather than as a politician. But it did sit very uneasily with the narrative that Fianna Fáil has been using for quite a while. So there'll be expectations that he will probably be a little bit more to the point and focused in relation to his engagement with the media. He needs, because his profile would not be as high as Heather Humphreys, so he needs to have an outstanding campaign in terms of projecting himself and projecting his vision and saying why he wants to be president and why he deserves to be president. And that's the task that he has. Catherine Connolly was also in Cork over the course of the weekend. She was at an anti-Gaza protest there, or a Palestinian solidarity protest, and also again speaking about Sinn Féin. I mean, her campaign will rely, if she is to win, on Sinn Féin deciding that it's going to back her rather than one of its candidates. And there's been a purgatorily long hiatus while Sinn Féin grinds through its decision-making process. We won't have a final decision from Sinn Féin until next Saturday. And I don't think the party has yet fully decided what it wants to do, whether it's going to back her or back one of its own. The difficulty it has, Pat, in relation to one of its own, is that there aren't a huge amount of names out there who could make a difference in a campaign. Mary Lou MacDonald has ruled herself out, and I think Michelle O'Neill and Gerry Adams have as well. Piers Doherty's name has floated around over the course of the weekend. A lot of people would find it hard to imagine Piers Doherty confined to Áras an Uachtaráin for 7 years, but he's a very prominent activist with that party. So he's well regarded, and he might do well.
We must wait and see. They have held us on a string for a long time, but we'll eventually get white smoke from them in the coming days. Harry McGee, political correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.